Hello, everyone at Blind Cool Tech. This is George McDermott. This is my first podcast. And today I'd like to talk about a petition that I've put up regarding Braille displays. I'm sure that most of the Blind Cool Tech listeners are familiar with these fine devices. They provide Braille through the means of pins that are raised and lowered, and they're really fantastic devices, allow increased literacy by allowing us access to electronic Braille without having to lug around 5 million and 2 pounds of hard copy Braille. The only negative part about them, of course, is that they cost thousands and thousands of dollars. Recently, Perkins acquired an adaptive technology unit, and they've put out a Braille display that is 40 cells that costs a little over $2,000. And of course, it sounds, in a sense, really exciting, because of course, $2,000 for 40 cells is a whole lot better than $4,000 for 40 cells. However, it's a little disconcerting insofar as which one of us would be able to genuinely afford that, particularly those of us who are on a fixed income. And so part of my concern in creating this petition was to make it so that when we're paying thousands of dollars for these machines, we're getting a good bang for our buck. And one way I thought that could be done is if the Braille displays used used a human interface protocol, or HIP, so they'd be considered human interface devices, HID. And that would allow one to run these displays off of the PC itself, whether you use Linux or Windows, any HID device will work with those. And so currently with a Mac, you can walk up, you've got any Braille display under the sun pretty much, and you plug in your Braille display, whatever it is, and because when you use the Mac OS, you have to use VoiceOver, it subsequently has all the Braille drivers built in. So not only do you not have to pay for a screen reader, but you also get automatic access with your Braille display, regardless of what type it is. And I thought, well, we're kind of penalized by the screen reader we use. For example, I know for a fact that JAWS does not play nicely with the Brilliant Braille displays from Humanware. In order to make those function when you're using JAWS, you have to go through all this convoluted stuff to get a proper driver to run it using JAWS. And I believe that it should be the case that if we are paying a couple of grand for this device to have increased literacy and greater access, tactile access to our computers, it shouldn't matter whether we use JAWS or Window Eyes or System Access, we should be able to effectively use a Braille display regardless of our screen reader. And so the petition is designed to be sent out to Braille manufacturers, Braille display manufacturers, and say to them, hey, look, we love this device. It's a great machine. It increases literacy. That's worthy of support. We commend you for doing this. And we really want to make sure that if we're dropping a couple of grand for a display, that we are able to use it, regardless of whether we're on our desktop or on a friend's computer or wherever. So I would encourage all of the Blind Cool Tech listeners to go and sign this display or this petition if you haven't done so already. The petition address is http://www.petitiononline.com/BRLDIS /petition.html, and encourage your sighted family and friends to sign it as well. If they know you, they know enough to believe that we should gain a good bang for our buck buying these devices, and they can sign it as well as a supporter. Any teachers of the blind out there that you might know who believe that literacy is an important component of independence should feel free to sign this petition. And my goal is to get as many folks on there as possible and ship them out. Now, some have been very agreeable. I was very pleased to see that HandyTech is going to make their easy Braille display into a HID device. In a couple months, I think, in fact, just next month, they're going to come out with an HID easy Braille display. So that's really cool. And, of course, the Alva BC640 is an HID device. And so my hope is that as we make our feelings known and as it becomes more and more evident that we don't want to have to install drivers and be concerned about which screen reader we use when we use our Braille displays on various computers, manufacturers will recognize that and adjust their productions accordingly. So thank you very much for your time. Hope that you've enjoyed this podcast, and I will look forward to hopefully doing another one in the near future, perhaps on an actual Braille display. Thank you very much.